The dry bridge is, there's another valley parallel to the Liffey Valley, to the present Liffey Valley, and that would be a former valley, probably at quite shortly after the Ice Age. I think the Liffey must have flowed through there and created that, and I have no idea why, but the Liffey then changed its course. I mean, all rivers do change their courses from time to time if they're left to themselves, so there's nothing very unusual about that. But it cut down through the Poulaphouca Gorge then, and that left the other valley dry. Rather a pity. This dry bridge is something really worth looking at, but it's very unobtrusive, and you only see it when you turn off the road. The main bridge at Poulaphouca was designed by Alexander Nimmo, who was a Scottish-born engineer who created a lot of very wonderful things in Ireland, including a number of fishing harbours, and developed the Galway docks. But his bridge at Poulaphouca is really something of a work of art, and a remarkable bit of engineering too. And sadly, you can see it if you go to the Poulaphouca House and Bar. If you go in there, then you can see Nimmo's bridge. And the saddest thing that happened, the damming did, was it removed the water from, there had been a splendid waterfall there. And I thought it had gone forever, but I happened to go there in one very, very wet period and saw it flowing just as well as it ever had done. And the scope for a public park and amenity there is enormous. The owner of Rusborough House, the Earl of Milltown, actually had it landscaped in the 18th century. And in the late 18th and early 19th century, it was a very, very popular place for Dubliners to visit. In the days of horse-drawn traffic, it was just within a day trip of Dublin. And so it developed its popularity then. And then later in the 19th century, they developed a steam tramway all the way from Terenure to Poulaphouca.